The title of poem is With Me and a Bird and a Bear by Misuzu Kaneko. Even if I spread both hands, I can't fly at all. But the little bird that can fly can't run on the ground quickly like me. Even if I scrub my body, there is no beautiful sound. But that ling bear does not know many songs like me. Bell, bird, and then I, everyone is different. Everyone is fine. We are all allowed to live through other lives which sustain us. Other lives are continually sacrificed so that we may live. Therefore, we have to appreciate the value of the lives of the plant and animal. In Buddhism, we include the lives of the all sentient beings and nature. When Shakyamuni was a boy, he attended the farm festival where he watched a farmer digging the field and noticed the warm ringing. Just at the time, a sparrow flew down, picked up the worm, then tried to fly away. But a hawk suddenly flew down and caught the small bird. At the time, a hunter's arrow hit the hawk. When Shakyamuni watched this scene, he was distressed, looking very sad about the survival situation. The biggest question in the Eightfold Path is what the word right really means. Right is the word we can use only when we speak from the basis of the original point of life. Our lives never exist independently. In other words, we are allowed to live through the lives and contribution and kindness of many others. Our lives are lived together with the lives of many others. Now I tell you the story. Once there was a king named Shiva who was known to be very brave, honest, and compassionate. To doubting deity decided to test him. One day, deity Indra and Agni changed their form to a little bird and a hungry eagle hawk. The hungry eagle hawk started chasing a little bird. The bird escaped to the King Shiva's royal house and jumped into a lap, shivering with fear. She begged the king to save her from the hungry eagle hawk. "Please save me," she pleaded. No sooner had she said this, when the eagle hawk reached them, and he said, "I haven't eaten anything in 3 days, so I'm very starving. If you don't give me any food, I will soon die. If I can't eat this bird, you must give me some of your own flesh, equal to the weight of the bird." So this compassionate King Shiva decided to sacrifice his own flesh. A scale and knife were brought to him. The bird was placed on one side of the scale. First, he cut his right hand and he put it on the other side of the scale. But the scale showed the bird was heavier. Then the king cut his left hand and placed it on scale. But the bird was still heavier. He added his right leg and left leg. But no matter how many pieces of his flesh the king Shiva offered, the scale always shows the bird's size as heavier. Suddenly, the king decided to sacrifice his own whole life for the bird's life. And he sat on the scale. Finally, the scale were equal in weight. Then the bird was saved and the hungry eagle hawk transformed back into the deity Indra and Agni. Then they are full of praise for the kind and generous king and granted him as great honor to sacrifice his own life. Someone said, man is a lord of creation. Man is a lord of creation. But from this story, we realize that lives of all beings are equal. This principle is to care for and respect all the other lives that make it possible for us to live. I myself am able to live in this world through the support of all other lives. The right way of acting is to care for and respect all the other lives that make it possible for us to live. However, it is very sad that a life living in this world cannot exist without killing other lives. Therefore, Buddha prohibited the taking of the lives of others more than necessary, just to satisfy one's greedy mind or taking life just for fun. The word right is the basic concept expressed in the Eightfold Path for us who live together with many other lives and are sustained by them. Right mean forgetting ourselves and benefiting others. Forgetting ourselves and benefiting others. As Mrs. says, everyone is different. Everyone is fine. Indeed, it is commonplace in today's age to judge all value with one standard. These words echo gently in the people's mind. Without this kind of thinking, a peaceful world isn't possible. So let's listen one more time, Mrs. Poem. Even if I spread both hands, I can't fly at all. But a little bird that can fly can't run on the ground quickly like me. Even if I scrub my body, there's no beautiful sound. But that ringing bell does not know many songs like me. Bell, birds, and the eye, everyone is different, everyone is fine. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.